This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu he expects significant de-escalation in its military confrontation with the Palestinians ahead of a diplomatic push Thursday to stem the violence. Wednesday was the fourth phone call between Biden and Netanyahu in a little over a week. Germany's top diplomat is due for talks in Israel on Thursday, the latest effort to broker a ceasefire. Netanyahu has continued to threaten the militant group Hamas, who Israel says is responsible for the estimated 4,000 rockets fired at the Jewish state since May 10th. He said Wednesday he's determined to continue the operation until quiet and security is restored for Israelis. A Hamas leader claims it can continue its resistance longer than Israel estimates. Nearly three dozen U.S. Republican lawmakers in the House of Representatives joined hundreds of Democrats Wednesday voting to create an independent commission to investigate the deadly January 6th attack on the Capitol by then-President Donald Trump supporters. Republican leaders had worked to kill a bipartisan bill to establish the commission, styled after the panel that probed the attacks of September 11, 2001 on the United States. 175 House Republicans voted against the measure following a request from former President Donald Trump, but 35 from the American right-wing party joined 217 Democrats, the left-wing majority. The bill now goes to the Senate, where its future is unclear. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council on Wednesday issued a unanimous declaration underlining the need to increase COVID-19 assistance to Africa, in particular by boosting vaccine supplies. The Security Council is expressing concern that Africa has only received 2% of all vaccines administered globally. The Council backs the COVAX sharing program, which provides vaccines for poorer countries, and appealed for accelerated donation of safe and effective vaccine doses from developed economies. A top European Union negotiator said Wednesday a deal is shaping up to bring the United States back into the nuclear deal with Iran, citing progress in efforts to break an impasse. But Enrique Mora says there are still things that need to be worked out after chairing talks between Russia, China, Germany, France, Britain, and Iran. Indirect negotiations between Washington and Tehran have been going on in Vienna since early April, with the other five countries in the deal talking directly to Iran. Senior diplomats from the EU made up, or E3 rather, made up of France, Germany, and Britain, echoed the EU on Wednesday in a statement they released, saying they are now beginning to see what a final deal could look like and that this is different from the last meeting. Iran has also said the talks are on the right track. The various sides are due to meet again in the Austrian capital early next week. Diplomats are hoping to get the U.S. back on board before Iranian presidential elections on June 18th. Brazil's Supreme Court ordered an investigation of the country's environment minister, Ricardo Salles, as police raided his offices Wednesday, targeting a timber trafficking scheme allegedly involving him and other top officials in President Jair Bolsonaro's government. Federal police claim to have evidence Salles and other environmental officials were involved in an extremely serious scheme to facilitate the trafficking of rainforest products. Salles has been one of the most controversial figures in Bolsonaro's government and has presided over a surge of deforestation in the Amazon rainforest. And police stepped up a manhunt Wednesday for a Belgian soldier with suspected extreme right views and access to rocket launchers who went missing after threatening public figures, including a renowned coronavirus expert. The federal prosecutor's office said late Wednesday some 250 police officers and soldiers deployed at a national park in the northeast where serviceman Jürgen Konings may be hiding. The suspect's abandoned four-wheel drive vehicle was found near the park on Tuesday evening with four anti-tank rocket launchers and some munition, according to the prosecutor's office. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.